Baba, wonderful Baba, somebody say Baba, 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 Baba,
Kings with a big clap of faith and a big shout of praise. Please be seated in God's presence as we make progress this morning. I'd like the following to come forward very quickly for their testimonies. Mrs. Flora Minas and Mrs. Udoka. Mrs. Flora Minas and Mrs. Udoka. While they're on their way forward, I'd like to take on behalf of Sister Okwe Victoria. She said she's been trusting God to move her business to the next level. And yesterday, after God's servant declared that someone is going to receive a positive surprise, her uncle called her and gave her money in 50s for the business to shift level. Give the Lord a big clap of praise. Hallelujah. This is Flora Minas. She said, I should say it for her. For over 20 years, while she was pregnant, she had a motor accident and her hip bone shifted. And yesterday, while she was in service, healing and deliverance, God's servant made declarations against bone conditions to be healed. And immediately, she said, she felt a heat sensation at the back region and the pain took off to hell. 22 years bone condition healed, and she's here to give God the praise. She also said to me that she's been experiencing a kind of diversion. If she's about to take delivery of any good thing, she will see someone else that looks exactly like her in the dream overtake her and collect that thing. But yesterday, when the word came also, she came under power, and that demon checked out. And she's here to give God praise. Celebrate the King of Kings, because your word is about to come. Tell us your name and what God has done for you.
My name is Mrs. Udoka. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate God. 3 weeks ago, my landlord took me to court. The house rent is $850,000. So, took me to court. I pleaded with him that he should give me time. He refused to give me time. But when I came to the service, pastor said the court case that has to do with the house rent has been canceled. And I held on to that word. Following Wednesday, I received alerts. And the alerts was even more than what I was expecting. And I am here to return glory to the Almighty God.
Give the Lord a big clap of praise. That word brought the matter out of court, and she's here today to celebrate the King of Kings.
King of Kings. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Give him praise. Shout hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome testimonies we've heard this morning, and I want somebody to know that every near success syndrome is being terminated today in the name of Jesus. The spirit of diversion is giving way for your life to go to its mode that God intends for you in Jesus' name. Please, can you stand up on our feet this morning as we begin to talk to God? I'd like us on this third day of the fast to appreciate the Most High God for all the testimonies we've been hearing, for the signs and the wonders we've been experiencing. Psalm 92, we'll read verse 1 and 2 together. Are you set? Psalm 92, verse 1, can we go? It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. What time is this? And what have we come to do? To show forth his loving kindness and to thank him. Lift up your voice and let's say, Father, we thank you for the third day of the fast. Thank you for diverse testimonies. Thank you for the power of resurrection on the third day. To you be all the glory in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and let's appreciate the Lord.
Father, we thank you. We thank you.
Father,
we adore you. We celebrate your name. We give you the praise and the honor
for this
third day. Thank you, O God, for this third day of the fast. We are grateful unto you. We appreciate you. Thank you for strength. Thank you for help. Thank you for grace. We give you all the praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the testimonies we received so far. Thank you for the power of the resurrection on the third day. To you be all the glory. We thank you, Jesus. We celebrate your name. Be thou glorified. Thank you for being our God.
Hosea chapter 6. And verse 1 and 2 says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal, and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days, will he revive us? In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. This third day of the fast, he is raising us up in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and thank him for the third day of the fast. Appreciate him for his resurrection power, raising us up. Father, we thank you for today, the third day of the fast. Thank you for raising us up. Thank you, Most High God. We give you glory and praise. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We're going to make demands on his blood. This morning, say after me, Father.
Father,
we thank you.
We thank you
for access.
For access
to the Holy of Holies.
To the Holy of Holies.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
To you be all the glory.
To you be all the glory.
We gain access this morning
by the blood of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and let us pray. Father, we gain access this morning by your blood. We gain access this morning by your blood. Into the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for
this third day.
Thank you for the blood. Thank you for access into your presence by the blood of Jesus. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the blood.
Jesus, precious name.
Amen.
Lift your hands and let's appreciate him. We worship you, Lord. You are mighty, dear Lord. You are mighty, dear Lord. Jehovah, you are mighty. Father, you are mighty. Lift your hands and let's appreciate him.
There is no one like you.
Because you are God, we appreciate your faithfulness, your mercifulness, your might. Be thou glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your move in our midst. Who is as mighty as you? We love you, we honor you. Breathe upon this service this morning. Touch somebody, do something new. And as we step into intercession, help us and help us and help us. Blessed be your name. Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Give him a big shout of praise. Help me walk to seven people. Don't sit down in a hurry. Walk to seven people and tell them today you will connect with your portion today. The Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
I welcome everyone here today. In Jesus' precious name. Two testimonies from all the locations connected. Please feel free to send us your testimonies, and we are going to read them from here. Sister Esther from Mokwa in Niger State. The meeting of, he said, the melting of the swelling in my nose, that came yesterday morning, is my number three expectation on my expectation list. God has handled two items on the list. Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. From Mokwa, think around Jeba side. Number two, I thank God for confirming the mystery of seven in my life. This is from Sister Victoria, DIGC, Isolo, Lagos. Yesterday, as declared by the senior pastor, I received an amount of money in 50s for the first time in my life from someone I least expected. Immediately, I arrived at the office at 8 a.m. after the morning session yesterday as a gift. To God be the praise. This is a very funny one. Brother Nicholas from DIGC, Oka. Breaking forth on every side. That day I traveled to the village and I was told by my father that he had been looking for his goat. He said, but I didn't take it seriously. On the 10th day of looking for the goat, I went in, took the anointing oil, and said, my pastor said, there shall be no loss. I poured the anointing on the ground and commanded it to vomit the goat. He said, Daddy, to my greatest surprise, the goat came back under 20 minutes. Are you just sitting like that? Stand with a shout of praise. Even goat, village goat. He said he didn't take it serious until 10 days. The father has not forgotten the goat. After 10 days, the goat was still a major concern. He didn't want to assume that it has been made pepper soup somewhere. Anointed the ground and commanded the ground to vomit the goat as if the ground swallowed the goat. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, there shall be no loss. Shout it louder. There shall be no loss. I prophesy, I announce right now in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. Everything holding what is yours shall vomit it to you in this season. By the anointing this morning, what is yours shall be released into your hands. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We quickly look at the book, the scriptures in Psalm 68, verse 19. Verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. Matthew 6 and in verse 11, he said, give us this day our daily, you can actually say daily benefits. If you connect the two scriptures, he daily loadeth us with benefits. And here he's talking about daily bread. So literally, it is daily benefit. I want to speak quickly on the subject this morning, the anointing and your benefits. The anointing and your benefits. Actually, your benefits in God. It is clear through scriptures that God has a budgetary allocation for his people. All kingdoms are responsible for the welfare of the people in the kingdom. Nations care for their people. And if it is like that in the physical, how much more in the realm of the spirit? There is a kingdom budgetary allocation for everyone in the kingdom, yearly, monthly, daily. I noticed it in my life many, many years ago, that God practically places me on a level monthly. Many years ago, I could be invited to a place. I could be invited into 4 or 5 places a month. And by the time I am leaving, say, this is our honorarium for you. This is our honorarium for you. This is our honorarium for you. I could sit at home and go nowhere the whole month. There is no difference in what came. No difference. Then I realized that God actually places people on a budget. Those who walk faithfully with him. Am I communicating? So what I do with God determines what comes from God in my into my direction. That is what we saw the same in this commission. That there is like an allocation. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You paid your tithe. You didn't pay. It didn't reduce the amount. God has a way. He doesn't drop it. And yearly he could shift you in levels depending on your faithfulness to him. Hello? So there is a daily benefit, monthly benefit, yearly benefit. That is, God expects that this is what I have in mind for you for this year. This is the realm I want to move you into this year. So we are in 2016. There is the benefit that God has in mind for you this year. For the first half of the year, some of us may have access to what God has in mind for that first half. Some of us may not have yet. We are here this morning to enforce the release of benefits. Say amen like a believer. Say a louder amen. Say a believer's amen. So there is the benefit. And there is a connection between the anointing of God, which is what we are here for this morning, and the benefits. Take your seat. There are 3 connections. Number one, Leviticus chapter 7 verse 35. The Bible said, Leviticus 7:35, said, this is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire. In the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. The key there is the first 2 statements. This is the portion of the anointing. This is the portion of the anointing. Number one, the anointing guarantees your portion in God. It guarantees your portion. The anointing magnetizes or connects you with what is meant to be yours in God. Whatever God has apportioned to you can be collected by you by the anointing. God has allocated to you or budgeted for you as yours is connected by the anointing. It is by the anointing of the Holy Ghost on your life that you can access what God has for you. That is why we are here this morning. How many of you remember that Jesus Christ for 30 years before the anointing came upon him, as there was no miracles, we also did not hear of anything like supernatural supply. Hello? For 30 years of his life, before he entered Jordan and he was baptized and the anointing came upon him, he didn't heal the sick, he didn't raise the dead, he didn't do nothing, and there was also no supernatural supplies. But by the time that anointing came, that was when he could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and use it to feed 5,000 men beside women and children, and there was 12 baskets left over. It was then he could pour water into pots and the water turned into wine. It was after that anointing came upon him that he can ask Peter to go to the Sea of Tiberias. In Matthew 17, I believe it's 27, and ask him to go and cast the net, the hook, and then take the fish and open his mouth, and there was gold coin in the mouth of the fish. It was after that anointing came upon him that he could ask his disciples to go to the junction, the place where 2 roads meet, and they will see a colt tied. And he told them, if any man ask you, say, loose. If any man asks you, tell him the master demands for it. It was after that he could tell his disciples, go to the upper room there. You will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. Ask him, where is the place you have prepared for my servants and I? Everything was, whatever he was meant to enjoy or access was made available because the anointing was there. Am I communicating at all? After the anointing of this morning, everything that is yours that the devil has been holding back shall and must be attracted into your life. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, I decree, I announce supernatural supplies by the anointing. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. The anointing connects, guarantees your portion in God. Number 2, the anointing connects you with the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. The treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. We saw that in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the 2-lipped gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Then he said, I will go before you, I will make the crooked places straight, I will break in pieces the gates of brass, I will cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, I am the God of Israel. The anointing can turn a non-entity into a billionaire. The treasures of darkness, the hidden riches, what others can't see normally and naturally. Treasures locked up in the realms of the spirit. He said, I will give you access to it, Cyrus, because you are anointed. To his anointed, to Cyrus. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. If Jesus tarries to come, this is a ministry that will raise many billionaires. Amen. Jesus tarries to come. Many billionaires, many multi-millionaires in different fields. In aviation. In industry. In manufacturing. In oil and gas. In finance. In education. In academia. In ministry, in communications, in food and nutrition, in transportation. If I have not mentioned your own, mention it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is the ministry you raise. Because that the mantle that is apostolic and prophetic is a supernatural supply mantle. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You have seen nothing at all. The day will come, there are people hearing me, when you write 1 billion as a check in an offering, it is not a sacrifice. If Jesus tarries to come, the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and this gospel of the kingdom must be preached around the world, then shall the earth, the end come. We have seen nothing yet. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive connection to the treasures of darkness, to the hidden riches of secret places. I am available as an instrument in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. And finally, number three, the anointing imparts the favor that guarantees unnatural supply. It imparts the favor that guarantees unnatural supplies. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1 to 3, we've read it before. When Samuel anointed Saul, he said, when you lead me in verse 2, and you go to Rachel's sepulcher, you see two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin and Zelzah, and they will say unto you, the donkeys which you went to seek after are found, and your father has led the care of the donkeys and sorrowed for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Verse 3, then you shall go on forward, and you shall come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet three men. The three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying 3 kids, another carrying 3 loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute you and give you 2 loaves of the bread, which you shall receive of their hands. Did you see that? One carrying, reverse back to verse 3, one is carrying 3 kids, that's baby goats, another one carrying 3 loaves of bread, another one carrying a bottle of wine. First of all, they will greet you. Secondly, there are 3 of them carrying 3 loaves, which means one per person. But they will give you 2 out of the 3, and the 3 of them will share the one. That is unnatural. You have never met them before. They don't know you from anywhere. You didn't work for them. You didn't do anything for them. They just saw you and saw something on your life. And first of all, they say, money, sir. And then they say, take. And he said, don't be polite and say, don't worry. Not mention. Don't say. How do people normally say such things? Don't mention. Oh, don't mind. Say, can you drink wine? No, sorry. I'm not. This is Capel for you all. This is a brand new cafe. Oh, no, that is too good for me. He said, you shall receive it of their hands. Receive it. See, you must understand how to serve our favor. Receive it of their hands. Don't explain it away. This is how the anointing works. All of a sudden you stand out. All of a sudden you become extra usually attractive. All of a sudden your life becomes unusually magnetic. You command the pool. Take your seat. That is what we are here for this morning, for this anointing. One major secret of the anointing is connection. Right, give you 2 major secrets of the anointing. One, connection with the unction source. And connection with the unction source, the source of all unctions is God. Connection with Him. The Bible said, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God with the man makes the unction to flow. And the second, so ensure that you have a deep personal relationship with God. It will cause the unction to flow. The second is connection with unction channels. Pastors, prophets, apostles, those that God places over our lives are carriers, channels, transmitters of the oil. When God wanted to anoint David, he asked Samuel, fill your horn with oil. So there are men and women in possession of the horn of oil. Fill your horn with oil and go to the house of Jesse. So they are meant to permanently be in possession of oil that is filled with horn. Horn that is filled with oil. Fill your horn with oil. Fill your horn with oil. That's why when some people come around, pastors and those that God places over them and do things very casually, they can't benefit from anything the men carry. I've seen evil relations of men of God. in with no reflection of what the people carry. I know of people who, whether he has a brother that is a drunkard, another one that is a thief or something, and this guy carries a heavy anointing that is changing people's lives around the world. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here today? You will never miss road. What you don't value does not profit you. How many of you will be excited if my shoe size is your size and I was able to give you a shoe as a mantle? Do you understand what that means? That you put your leg inside. Now let me tell you what it means. My wife one day, we were doing a Bible school graduation and she saw a lady on the Bible school line dressed shabbily. Looked at her, said, "Oh, why is this one like this?" So she gave her shoe, a shoe, and I think a cloth or so. Unknown to her, the woman had been barren for 9 years. She was in Bible school. Before she wore the shoe, she fasted. She said, "If the woman who has this shoe is barren, then may I remain barren. If she is not, then barrenness, you have died." His father and mother gave birth to him in the occult. Deep occultic people who vowed that she would never have a child. For going to church, it was her punishment. She put the legs in the shoes. Bam! Power hit her. 9 months on the dot, baby was in her hand. That's the kind of power that people who have sense can connect. Now, I'm saying that. That's why I said, how many of you will be glad if I gave you a shoe? All right. Now, I gave somebody a shoe. He sold it. He sold the shoe to Merua. I think Merua. So I said, let me help this man. I gave him as a mantle. He had no understanding. What kind of money are you looking for? Okay, come to me, I'll give you the money that the person bought the shoe for. You will never miss road. You will never miss it. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Stand on your feet to the loudest shout of amen. Amen. Loud most shout of amen. Amen. Say, Father, I thank you this morning because of the unction that will guarantee my portion. I will not go empty handed. The remaining of the year cannot go just like that. I will connect my portion. Is somebody ready at all? If goat can reappear, goat that is just pepper soup can reappear under 20 minutes of command. I don't know what the devil took from you. Goat in the village. There There are goats that miss and miss forever. Hallelujah. It will reappear. Whatever the devil took must reappear. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say, Father, I thank you. You are the source of the anointing. I appreciate you this morning. I honor you this morning. I praise you this morning. I worship you this morning. Be glorified, be honored. Honor him, worship him, adore him. Go on and give him the praise. Go on and give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say after me with loud and clear. Say, Father, I ask you. For your load of benefits,
for me,
in 2016,
I ask for my kingdom,
budget reallocation,
for the second half of the year 2016.
I receive now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask for your load of benefits for me, Paul and Ancient. I ask for the kingdom budget reallocation for the second half of the year, for my family, for Dunamis Church, for the membership. I receive the allocation that is meant for me, that is meant for Dunamis. In Jesus' name, let us let the Keporadalala, let to se peru take a zigeli de perera, zwata kalede peretesika. I receive my benefit in 2016. Kingdom budget reallocation for the second half of the year. I receive for me. I receive for my family. I receive for Dunamis. Shala Lataka Leteretos Ikosila Ipapara Zakalala Rotosoko Watasa Lakwaswatwa Leterete Kitata Lataparan Zabayana Rapatayana Lakayana Lakwaswatwa Lakaparana Zekele Ratesaka Latosoko Kalala Letesila Rotosuka Letesika Retosekibala Ladura. In Jesus' name. Lift up your right hand and say, Father.
Father,
I ask for my portion.
I ask for my portion
by the anointing.
By the anointing.
I attract my portion.
I attract my portion
by the anointing this morning.
By the anointing this morning.
My portion.
In 2016.
The portion of Dunamis.
The portion of Dunamis.
In 2016.
2016, the portion of God's people in 2016, I summon you. We summon you by the anointing. In the name of Jesus, arise now. Open your mouth and pray. We connect our portion. We connect our supplies. We connect our portion. My portion, the portion of dunamis, the portion of the Lord's garden, the portion of dunamis, dunamis. I summon you. Arise, arise, arise in the name of Jesus. La Casada, Letikele, Perete, Kizagala, Lotosotele, Peretesi, Kilala, Purana, Zolaka, Kepan. Oxidi, Lorotese, Ele Pera, Osukala, Ele Terida, Icasolo, Watasa Kenedo, Letesikiba, Loroteta, Rapatala Abede, Epuasuala, Ratata, Eshala, Ukala Iteri, Esutila, La Puasatua, Uparatata, Zola Katara. I attract my portion. I attract my portion. I attract my portion. Lord of City. Lord of City. Let the kesse. Exilala. 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 Roto City. Let the selala. Rata saga. Lato korada. Let the sike pelegada. Yes, Lord. Jesus, precious name. Lift your hands and make demands on the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Lift your hands, say, Father,
Father,
I connect
by the anointing
this morning
with the treasures of darkness,
with the hidden riches
of secret places.
I connect them
by the anointing.
I connect them
now.
Open your mouth and pray. The treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. I connect the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. I connect the treasures of darkness, the treasures of darkness, the treasures of darkness, the treasures of darkness, the treasures. Let it seek a pala, la tua suakwa, let it keep it, rapeke tigala. I connect the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. I connect them now. Larada. Zoto con la baraga de negeleti. Il tessite le ferretto cocosaga. Il tessite le meterini malaga. La tusa la mana galete ferretti. Se le perra tusa kida. La yatasala. La yatasika. Il tessica cala. I connect by the anointing. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, by the anointing,
I receive the favor
to attract my supplies.
To attract my supplies.
By the anointing, we receive the favor.
We receive the favor
that attracts supplies.
By the anointing,
I receive the favor now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the favor. Attracting the supply. The favor. Let the city. Lord of the Sakakana. Zote le tepe. Zete la gabara. La kaseke la gabara. Malotara da la gabara. Let the city lead the berotis. Let the city be led to Perotiza. Let us call the Baraga Dagala. Rata Satele de Dere de Galala. Let us soto let the pretty Kede de Litis. Let the city pick a little pretty Sunida. Loroto Selena. Loroto Selena. Larata Sile de Baraga Galala. La cassette fait le terre de Kessi. La cassette fit le kile terre de Salam. La ruta namana galede de Rita Casalidis. Casalidis e peride de lo Caranana. Le tosa la para de galide de Veragata. the favor. I attract by the anointing. I prophesy favor on my life. Favor upon dunamis to attract the supplies belonging to us. I connect it now. In Jesus'
precious name. I like you to pray with passion. You shall not end this year empty-handed. Whatever was meant to arrive in the first 6 months that has not yet arrived, before this 1 month of July is over, there shall be a recovery. Use the next 5 minutes to place a demand on God. Now hear this. We had this testimony from Kuruduma just now. My father started behaving abnormally for some times now and became fully diagnosed insanity, madness. I was grateful when this fast was declared. I challenged God with the request. And to our amazement, just day two, yesterday, insanity left to hell. That is, nobody touched him. Just that the fire is on. And it was on the request. It left to hell. You are going to open your mouth. If you have your request, you can bring it out and mention it to God one by one. I am placing this before you. And even if it's not on the request, I am placing this before you. I am demanding this and demanding that for the next 5 to 7 minutes. Open your mouth and pray. Zato kalabada balaba. Thank you.
Begin to appreciate God for answer to prayers. Lift your hands and appreciate Him. What is in your hand as expectation today is converted into your celebration. In the name of Jesus. Lift it high up. Lift it higher. Every demon and every power and every force that vowed to keep you down. Shagala! Rokopeketekeliga! Jalo akapara akadegalide e paradias. Every force from hell. Every horn of the Gentile that vowed to keep your head down, that vowed to keep your head down, seen by the mantle of God on my life, I release the carpenters of God to scatter them, to fray them, to dissipate them, to disintegrate them in Jesus' name. Whatever power has vowed that you should not be who God wants you to be or what God wants you to be in this season, that you should not have what God wants you to have before these 7 days are over, they are buried. They are buried. They are buried in Jesus' name. You can keep your expectation and pick up the bottle of oil and leave the oil bottle up. Mashoko bakata kalala. Leno makaza kalala. Zoto pakata kalala. Leave the oil up. Anywhere they tied your destiny, which altar, wherever it is, that they tied something and tied you down. Today, this day, I declare that altar, that coven, that stronghold, visited by fire, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Magalas. Sute pepe ragada. Lokoko zugudia lalala. Rafua zwa negeledis. Kote leleberga. Kaloteke lebedebredin. I see two women, partners in witchcraft, speaking and conspiring together against the destiny of a lady here. And they don't want you to be married. They don't want you to be established. Before 7 days are over, if they don't repent, both of them shall be laid to rest. They shall be laid to rest. They shall be laid to rest. Shai la takabaraj la kwaswa talala le perete kesele la kanata sala rapata sagala la kwaswa karas. Shagalalalas rotokobalalalas sigala bagaragadiyash. Thank you, Jesus. Let us take a part. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let us take a big a lepre di. Muzwa la tarata zagalala.
Lesefere etisia kakalala. La suara akata sakalala. La jetelele bridakalala. I saw it, the sacrifice of a creeping thing just now that was done on the behalf of somebody so that your life can continue to be struggling on the ground and be creeping on the ground. One, two, three. Between this front and the first five rows, I'm talking to the person. You see lizards and chameleons all the time in the dream, creeping. Just moving, moving, and you are wondering. Yes, rush forward. The third row there. That was what they used. You saw one last night. That was what they used to cripple your destiny. Crawling on the ground all the time. Lift your hands, say kuga balagadaya. Lift the bottles of oil. Ishaba la karadis. Now, the rest of you just remain where you are now. I prophesy. Let us I'm hearing the name EB. I don't know whether it's a surname or a first name. Is there any of you among here or someone in there? EB, like. Lift up your hands right now. I speak right now by the mantle of God upon my life. Anything they ever sacrificed against your life and against your destiny that is working against your progress, I set it on fire. I set it on fire. 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 Shaga lata ratas. Sakwatua swakala. Ile perete ke sepeli. Ikalata parakata. Jalas. Ile peregenis. Ile te sepere. Ikasala. Ikoporati. Ikoporati. Incorporati le perece. Get out. La gabagadi galayash. La takabara gadayash. La takabara gadayash. Ele teke pereke teke sekala. Whatever they have done, I reverse it. I reverse. I decree a reversal. Every blood sacrifice speaking against your life. The blood of a goat or a ram or a tortoise or a chameleon or a lizard or even a blood of a human being that is speaking against your life and against your destiny, I silence the voice of that blood by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, and I decree the release of your life and your destiny to the next level in Jesus' precious name. Let us say pretty siki lagagaros. Salute fritigas again agalindo barado satalala. Lift the bottles up. Something is happening here. Pray in the spirit for a few minutes, just a minute or two. Let a kebe galagayagada. Latakakaba galagadagayash. La kwaswa twa kwala katatas. Repepetesi. Repepepepetesi. Lepeperekatis. Ilababa gayadas. Ilababa gayadas. Let a fire minana. Let a fire minana. Let a fire minana. Elina mama gazagalaya. Elle peretike zigelites ike sule peretesi candes perotes le peretus iminigalas iminigalas entre nimigiota entre minigiota. Leni mama gazida galagaya. Elite ferona makasa galagaya galagaya. Ustala baragadi ene kalala brodo. Lete sena makalaya gadiya daya. Lato sude kila barada. Lato sude kila barada. In the name of Jesus. Lift it high up right now. Father, I speak into these bottles of oil. I prophesy today that by this anointing, the resistance to the portion, to the allocation, will die permanently. In Jesus' name, I decree right now that which heaven allocated for you in 2016, the first half, and now the second half, all the allocation, by the reason of this anointing, I command you to take your portion. Take your portion. Take your portion. Take your portion. In Jesus' name. By the reason of this anointing, access to the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places is hereby guaranteed. I decree the millionaire's mantle upon your life and your destiny. What you have never touched in your life, you are released to touch and handle them in Jesus' name. I decree right now the favor needed to be greeted, to be saluted. Yesterday, one young man testified, the one I said will give him a shirt. Nobody has ever given him a gift in his life. There are people like that. From the day they were born till date, nobody has ever said, take. If they don't get it by labor, they have to know how to get it. But what favor gives you is heavier than what labor can give you. I prophesy that allocation by favor in this week will overwhelm every labor you have ever labored. The favor of God will pull in your direction what your labor has never given you. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Lataka bagalaga yaga daga lagayash. Leti kiva rote kede vile peridi. Salata megora tavina mamalati frikatu gazugalina karatas. And this is the third day. And the third day is the day for resurrection. The day for coming alive. Whatever has died around you, whatever business dead, manhood dead, womb dead, marital relationship dead, whatever died, by the reason of this anointing, I announce resurrection, 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 in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Get a little of the oil in your hands. Get a little of the oil in your hands. And lift the hand up and just pray in the spirit 1 minute. Let over baradayados. Let all baradaya do do zondi. Oloya da don 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 zalia. Let us set a firiada. Zugala la la da 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 da. Shato la la da 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 da. In Jesus' name. In order for this exercise not to be a waste, if you need to hand over your life to God,
You are a sinner, you are not saved, or you are a backslider, or you are tied by a lifestyle, so that you don't just go back home the way you came. Quickly come forward here and let me pray for you. You own the universe. You own the silver and gold. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come forward. I give you the count of 7-1. God bless you. Carry your Bibles and bags and quickly rush forward. Say, Pastor, I want to make my way right with God. I don't want this prayer to be a waste. 2. God bless you as you come. All right, let me count 7. 1. Quickly. 2.
Oh, you own the universe.
2.
You own the silver and gold.
3. God bless you. God bless you. In all our locations.
It all belongs to you. There's nothing you don't have.
4.
There's nothing you.
5.
The home of all the living.
Yes.
The source 6. Of everything.
You own the universe.
You own the universe.
Oh Lord.
You own the silver and
7.
In earth and all its fullness. It all belongs.
Source of everything.
The source of everything.
You are, you are, you are.
You are, you are, you are.
You are.
You are the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley,
oh.
The bride and the morning star.
You are, you are, you are, you are.
You are, you are, you are.
Oh. Those of you on your knees, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, say it. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of you. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sin. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. And the grace to serve God is released upon you now. In Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet. Lift your right hand, people, everybody. The anointing to take you up. The anointing to attract your portion. To access the treasures of darkness. And the hidden riches of secret places. To magnetize the favor that will give you what is yours. And for the resurrection of everything that is there. Are you ready? With your right hand. At the count of 3, when I say in the name of Jesus, receive 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head. Father, let this, that's right, it's happening. Something is already happening.
Father, let the power flow. Let the oil flow. From the front to the back, the left to the right. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Open your mouth and pray. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive. 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 Power. In the name of Jesus, lift the hands higher. Lord is handling a visa situation. Like a passport in an embassy that has not been released because of a challenge. Bring it forward. What happened? Submitted passport at the embassy to get a visa, and the embassy held the passport. Stand here. Lift your hands and what is it? What I see unto one, I see unto all. Whatever is yours that has been held anywhere, of the Holy Ghost, I declare and decree instant release, instant release, instant release. Receive whatever is yours that the enemy has held. Released, be released, be released. Whatever is yours, anywhere it is. Lift your hands. Shako bagalaga yedi piriyala. Let to prete kese ketika la labarada baradena. Lata seko ko parada. Ozalita rati soko la labradis. Let us celebrate kakasa kala labradada. Whatever the enemy took from you is returned. I rebuke the activity of the thief. Shiva baya ya 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 ya. Return. Return, 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 return. I rebuke the activity of the thief. The activity of the thief. The activity of the thief. I rebuke the activity of the thief. Power everywhere here. Power everywhere here. What the enemy took from you, I declare the release. I declare the release. I decree the release of what the enemy took from you. Lift your hands high. Ooh.
an excruciating waist condition here. That's an attack of the enemy. Come. Lift up your hands. I take authority over that affliction and that spirit relationship condition. I take authority over that affliction on the side. Leave him. Leave. The waist condition plus an affliction on the side plus a spiritual relationship is over forever. Lift your two hands. Every deposit in your body, deposit by eating in the dream. Hey! Shaga, yeah, 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 yeah. It's coming out. It's coming out. Everywhere here. Help, help, help. Every deposit from the dream. Help. Every deposit from the dream of the night, by eating in the dream, by injection in the dream, by relationship with the dream, by a serpent bite. The person that had a bite of the serpent in the dream, I arrest that devil. I arrest that devil. Every deposit from the dream of the night, by whatever means, is going out now. Place your right hand on your chest. Leave the other hand over and say, in the name of Jesus, every deposit from hell in my body, you are leaving now. In the name of Jesus, all your marks, get set, shout go! Where was the young man I prayed for just now? Lift your hands. So what happened? The waist condition and then the side and then also spiritual relationship. That side, what do you feel now? It's okay now. When was the last time you had a dream like a spiritual relationship? Something. Last week on Sunday. It's responsible for that waist affliction. Lift up your hands. I take authority. Every stranger molesting your life, every stranger sent to hinder your destiny, today is the end of the operation. Your hands. The Bible says when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, you are like them that dream. A turnaround is coming your way that will appear like a dream. Close your eyes. The Holy Ghost, I prophesy upon everyone here that is due for a turnaround. A turnaround. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I decree the turnaround of your captivity. Now. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Say, Jesus, I receive a turnaround. Close your eyes, lift your hands. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. There are over 15 people here in this sanctuary. The power of God will suddenly come upon you. That's right. And you begin to spin around. Lift your hands. Don't fake it and don't fake it. Don't fake it. Just lift your hands. Father, let it be. That's right. That's right. Power for a turnaround. It's happening. It's happening.
It's happening. It's happening. Everywhere. That's right. Right in the middle there. It's happening. Power for a turnaround. It's happening. Pa shagala. A turnaround maritally. A turnaround financially. A turnaround in destiny. A turnaround. Receive it now, now, now. And before the next 24 hours, you will see the result of that turnaround. You will see the result of that turnaround. Receive it now.
Shagalabagayadagas. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Those that came under that power like that, bring them forward. And Father, I thank you for these that are in front. Counselors, please, they can sit near your seat right here. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands higher.
Stand. Men and women, stand.
Lift your hands, everybody. Say, Father, I receive a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround in my life, in my destiny, in my family, in my resources. I receive a turnaround now, 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 now. Let the keseke lege brege diga la yaya. Usher. I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround. People in the congregation, speak. I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround. I receive a turnaround in my life, in my destiny. A turnaround. A turnaround. I decree, I announce, I prophesy the reason, this the product of this turnaround. You shall see the answer of it under 24 hours, and for everybody in this assembly right now, under 24 hours, you shall see the result of this turnaround.
Lift your hands high. It is public holiday today, but before the evening, somebody's money that has been owed shall be wired electronically, shall be wired, it shall be paid in. Lift your hands up.
A threatening breast affliction has just been healed. A condition with the left breast. A pain. Feeling of death feeling, fear of cancer with that left breast, be healed. Confirm it. Confirm you cannot feel it anymore, and then step forward here. Those of you in the front, it is permanent and you can return back to your seat. Confirm it and come forward here. Come forward here. Lift up your right hand. Come forward here. Her sister, they removed lump from her breast. Your twin sister.
And he said he killed her grandmother, killed her mother, your mom's sister. It's an ancestral curse. Where's the sister? The twin sister.
And you felt it also. They removed the lump from the breast in February. Until now he grew back again.
You will not die. Lift your hands. So are you feeling the lump now? All right, lift your two hands. People, lift your two hands. Say, the spirit of death. All right, this is an ancestral curse. So somebody say after me, say, Father, today I connect to the blood of Jesus and refuse every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every work of diabolism. I reject you, ancestral spirit, death spirit. Go! Go! Get out! Get out! Get out! Every spirit of death, every ancestral spirit, every demonic spirit, get out! Get out, get out. Let the preteke siki la bagadaya. La teke seke preketeke ligaga. La kwa swa twala. Get out, get out of these bodies and return back no more. Enter nobody. Stand up and let's start and try and check it. Sister, go and check it. Somebody go with her to the side here and check it. Both of them. Lift up your two hands, people, and give him the prayers. Give the Lord the praise quickly, please, before.
Sir, this is miraculously you located him there, and you were rebuking that what the devil took is returned.
Yes.
And you were rebuking the activities of the thief.
Yes.
He said to me that for the past 3 months, his shop became dry mysteriously. He sells, he has a boutique shop, but nothing has been working for the past 3 months. And he said to me that he saw himself in the revelation in the healing service where you were coming to pray for him and someone was blocking him until you rebuked the person up the way.
The person couldn't block him now. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Lift up your two hands. Every activity of a demonic robber stealing your destiny, stealing your properties, taking what is yours, I arrest the thief now. Say in the name of Jesus, every demonic robber, you are arrested. In the name of Jesus, every robber of my destiny, I arrest you and I curse you. I curse you out. Get out now. On your mask, get set. Go! 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 Get out! Get out! Lift your hands, people.
Yes, sir. This is Brother James. He said for the past 5 years, nothing has been working in his life. He's an engineer with a property development company. He said business opportunities, proposals come to him in 9 zeros. He will be at the verge of signing, but suddenly something will happen and it won't go through.
Lift your hands, and as I was praying for him, I saw properties. I saw, but today it's over. You know, when you look at some people, you think everything is all right, but in the realm of the spirit, you might be seeing contrary signals. And when God said, turn around of captivity, I'm looking at him, but it looks good. It looks fine. But it's the turnaround of captivity. Everyone here today that has been a captive of the enemy, they have made it impossible for you to move forward. Today, that captivity turns. Turns. That captivity turns. That captivity turns. In every location where you are connected now, where you are watching right now, I decree the turn of the captivity. Jesus' name.
Sir, there is another confirmation of God's presence here. Sister Grace said he had an auto accident for 2 years now, and he had
is, yes, she had an accident. C566, spinal cord injury. She was operated upon. But since she was operated upon, she couldn't lift in his right hand. But while you walked past and you were praying, Ola, she said, power came upon her. She lifted her hand just once.
Nobody prayed for
her. Nobody prayed for her.
That is shadow healing. The Bible says Peter walked by and his shadow fell on the sick. And the sicknesses excused themselves. C5, C6, and C7, the cervical vertebrae. Accident on that affected the cervix that could have paralyzed her from neck down. And they did the surgery there, and that hand could not lift. Just by walking past, power fell. And she stood up with the hand lifted. Today, you are under this same atmosphere. And the power is falling right now. And I announce to you today, whatever is not working in your life, is working now. Receive, 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 receive.
Sir, this was the sister that ran out. This one was the sister that was operated upon.
Twins. C-twins.
And the pain returned after the operation. But right now, the pain, her own is gone. Her own too is gone. The water coming out of the breast is dried up. Yes. She said the spirit of death has been following her.
Oh,
now,
yeah. Spirit of death. Their father has been putting them under torment. Said they will never see that he has problem with your mom. That devil is a bastard. You will become something. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it all? Even when Jacob cursed Reuben, Moses reversed it. I stand there with a higher mantle, higher than any man, any power that your father is having. And I use this to speak to everybody. Whether it is your mother or your father that said you will not amount to anything, or an uncle or a boss, hey, or a former husband, whoever it is that placed a curse on your life that said you will not amount to anything, I stand by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life. I make demands on the altar of my relationship with God, and I decree today that curse is reversed. That decree is reversed. Amen. Shala rakapatalaya. That decree is over. You will not die like others die. You will not be stranded like them. You will not fail like them. You are free. Look at somebody say it won't happen. Let me tell you, I am one of those that somebody or some or another person or attack, at least I can count 1, 2, 3, or 4 people who says, this one, what can you amount to? You understand what I'm talking about? This one, what can you amount to? People who have diagnosed and prognosticated, they think they are gods and authorities, that I have said it. I said it to somebody before and it happened. I am saying it to you now. And God, yeah, their utterances, paparize their utterances, mesmerize their utterances. Who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not? A curse, causeless, cannot come. An undeserved curse cannot have any effect. If you didn't do your father anything, you are obedient and you are submissive and you are living upright and you didn't go against his principles, there is nothing he says against you that can come to pass. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The twin was operated, the pain remained. Now the pain has gone. The second twin felt the lump and the water coming out of the breast. Both have just disappeared. Their grandmother died of the same thing. Their mother's sister died of the same thing. And the devil wanted to bring it on their family, on their own lives. But today it is reversed. Everything that is a pattern in your family. You heard what I said? Every demonic pattern. Diabetes. Hypertension. Eye condition. It's a pattern. It's a pattern. Father has it. Mother has it. Brothers have it. Cancer, kidney disease, madness. Lift your two hands and say, Father, I take authority over every pattern, every demonic pattern, every satanic pattern, every occultic pattern walking against my life, against my destiny. I reject you. Satanic pattern, by the blood of Jesus, you are broken. Now. Patterns of evil. Patterns of evil. You are broken. You are broken. You are broken. In Jesus' name. So shall it be. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. We talked about your portion today. Your supplies today. No devil can keep it back. No devil can keep it back. No devil can keep it back. As you give of your tithes and offerings and pledges today, what is yours shall look for you. I call it done, and you shall be back with your testimony. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat and pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges. We'll take, after giving our offerings, we'll sing that song for 7 minutes and then we shall be released. Since we are fasting, we don't want to overlabor and overstress ourselves morning and evening, morning, so we can close at this time and then return back for the services in the evening with your testimony. There are so many, many, many times. We are going to give the offering, we are going to dance, and then I'll make a declaration on your card one more time before we go now. Take up your offerings. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop down in poverty or to bear. In Jesus' precious name. Stand up on your feet with your cards and let's celebrate. You drop your offerings and then dance.
I know my God. Turn it around. My God, turn it around.
I have seen
my God turn it around.
There are so many, many. Nobody go yet.
There are so many
times
in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
Nobody go yet. Lady with the green at the back there with the brownish milky shawl. It was you I'm talking to. Just a few more minutes.
Are you weighed down by battles in life?
Are you thinking of quitting the race? There is no need to give up on your time, because I know my God will turn it around.
I know my God will turn it around.
I know my God will turn it around.
Turn around.
I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
Two.
Have you suffered from disappointment?
Have some people turn their back.
Have some people turn their backs on you. Just keep holding up to the one who can love.
to turn. Just keep on holding.
I know my God will turn it.
I know my God will turn it around.
I have seen my God turn it.
I have seen my God turn it around.
There are so many, many times.
There are so many, many times. I have seen my God turn it around.
Hey! Are you thinking of it?
Are you thinking of it?
Prophesy today is sealed with the blood of Jesus and will catch with accuracy. Return back with your testimonies in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I call it done in Jesus' name. Take your miracles and your testimonies with seven hallelujahs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hey! Go and come back with your testimony in Jesus' name. 4:45 p.m. first service and 6:30 second service for the evening fast. Two sessions. God bless you. First timers, newcomers, intended members, step forward and let's receive you. Today is your first time. Or you are a newcomer, you are a first timer, an intended member, quickly step forward and let's receive you. 4:45 p.m., 6:30 p.m., first and second service. God bless you. Quickly step forward here. Send us your testimonies via text messages, emails, as soon as they started. They start coming.
You are coming back with your testimony.
First timers, newcomers, intended members, step forward and let's receive you.